Good morning. Today's feature is about a woman who had a problem with oatmeal.
Every morning, I wish my oatmeal could be better.
Lynn Jiang, a University of Chicago graduate who came to the U.S. when she was 19, was on the road a lot doing management consulting, and she found the plain instant oatmeal too bland. And the other option,
Flavored instant oatmeal, is loaded with sugar.
And after seeing store shelves packed with different brands of the same thing, she decided to figure out how to make her own by tapping into her childhood in China.
So every day when I got home, my mom would give me a bowl of black sesame cereal, and it was so toasty, nutty, and that was my favorite food.
So in her Chicago kitchen, she blended Asian flavors and culture into Western-style instant oatmeal and came up with recipes that she took to work to try out on her coworkers.
And they all loved it.
From there, all Lynn had to do was start a food company in a pandemic.
And fast forward, now we have Yishi, and we sell black sesame oatmeal in a lot of grocery stores and on our website,
which is yishifoods.com. That's Y-I-S-H-I foods.com. Among the other flavors besides toasted sesame,
we have matcha latte flavor that tastes like Starbucks matcha latte, but it's vegan and no sugar. And it's also packed with protein.
Lynn says her growing number of fans at nearly 50 stores in Chicago, including Whole Foods, love that beyond having a clean nutrition profile, each flavor is functional too. Like that matcha for vitality, the toasted black sesame for energy, which you'll need plenty of if you're starting your own business. And if that's you, Lynn Jiang has some advice.
I encourage all entrepreneurs to be their own advocate. You are your own marketing person, and it has really worked well for me.
You can read more about Lynn and her story at yishifoods.com. From the farm to your belly, a reminder that June has been Dairy Month, so why not end it with some ice cream? That's the Business of Food on 720 WGN.